The post-match interview.
We can go down to Rory Campbell, who is down boundary side with one of the Cats from this afternoon. Rory, who have you got?
Yeah, g'day, boys. Thanks. Got Joel Selwood here. Joel, started really promisingly this afternoon. What didn't you do right in the end, do you think?
You better put the mic up, mate, so I can speak into it. But to be honest, we did have control of the game early, and then we just didn't win enough contests over the ground for probably the back two and a half quarters. So, we definitely got made pay for that.
Any sort of reason behind that? You sort of didn't have that, winning those contests around the ground, it's something that you guys are usually so good at?
Oh, it is, and that's what we're going to get to. Just our fundamentals were down today. Some days, it's a hard game, I can tell you. But we just got to get back. We're disappointed, obviously. It's raw right now, but we'll just pick ourselves up because this was not a performance that we're not proud of.
Joel, thanks for your time. Kinging in the K-Rock box with Koza and Bluey. Can you just give us an update on your fitness? Because you just look to be battling a little bit out there today.
Oh, I actually trained really well through the week. And, today, I wasn't as sharp as what I would like to be.
Talk to us about what the Dockers did well to take you away from what you had been doing well early.
They won more contests, mate.
Is it as simple as that?
Yep.
What about taking away the corridor from you as well? You seem to be getting through the middle a little bit easier earlier in the game, but they seem to clog that up late.
Oh, no, I wouldn't say so. I mean, we didn't take it that much throughout the day, but, we just were poor in the contest, and they just won more than us.
Joel, Ian Cohen upstairs. It's obviously been a tough day at the office. It seemed that the Fremantle leg speed troubled a lot of the Cats a lot of the time. They burst through the middle. They took it round the outside. And when they got that run on, it was impossible to try and hold that tide back.
Yeah, when you win more ball, that's usually how it looks. So, it's one thing that we'll just work on throughout the week. We'll obviously get good vision of it, and we'll see it. And we've got to improve from it pretty quickly.
They had some youngsters, though, that really just looked to run a few Cats off their feet.
That's exactly what I just said. That's what usually happens when you win the contest, you can explode out, use the numbers up, and then, they obviously just looked like they were running on top of the ground.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to serve Solar. Speaking with Joel Selwood, here's Tim McGrath.
Joel, bad luck today. Just a lot of areas that weren't great, but apart from Hawke early, who got three on the board and looked dangerous, the small forwards and the other talls just didn't have any impact at all.
You could say it all over the ground, Bluey, to be honest. We just, got it kicked into a contest, and then we just got beaten at that, whether it was forward, midfield or back. So, I wouldn't just be focusing just on the forward half of it.
No, I'm not saying that.
Not saying it personally either.
Yeah, no, that's okay. But we're struggling to be able to kick a score at the moment, and it seems that some players aren't in great form, and that happens, but they all seem to be working individually and not coming back to help each other when they can.
Yeah, I mean, we had some great edits throughout the week where that happened, so against Sydney, so we're just this was a day that it just didn't happen.
Yep. Joel, did you speak to the boys before you left the ground, or have you sometimes take the leadership in terms of having a chat before Chris speaks to the boys? And if you did, what was your message?
No, I don't usually do that, Kingy, but you mean after the game?
Yeah, do you?
No, I don't usually do that. Yep. We haven't done that again today, no. It's usually too emotional, that's what I usually find. Whether you win or lose, and the coach is the same, we don't speak that often after the game, purely on that for that reason.
Yep. Gary Rowan, do you have any indication of the seriousness of his injury?
No, he just looks sore, so unsure, looked like a knee. Not too sure.
Joel, one of the questions we've got a lot on the Twitter, obviously a lot on the talkback, is the late changes that the Cats have been making. Obviously, Delhouse and O'Connor were late changes again today. Were there reasons why those two weren't playing? Was O'Connor a foot, is that right, or a toe?
Yeah, he didn't train throughout the week, so that was I'm not sure if it was a toe or a foot, but he didn't train. And then Del was a late out for us, so, there's no reason for. We just made that change late.
Joel, I know it's tough to talk to the media after a loss like that. We do really appreciate you making the effort to come up and join us on K-Rock, and we look forward to you bouncing back next Saturday night against the Kangaroos.
Cheers, thanks for that.
Thanks, Joel. Joel Selwood joining us there, the captain of the Cats, and you can tell he's not happy.
That's
he's not happy at all.
The post-match interview.